Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio. With information on issues and events, I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Jolie Livaday Grisham and Frank Hamrit. The downtown art gallery crawl is going to be coming up next week. Jolie, Frank, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And looking forward to a great show coming up Thursday. Spring is here. It's arrived. And Jolie, a lot of great art galleries that are going to be involved coming up next Thursday.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a ton of great work out there. Some special shows. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month, and CASA is doing a special photographic display at Aubrey Hall upstairs from the Becton Gallery. So that's going on, and Frank's work is awesome. Frank is going to be showing in my gallery, that's Livaday Studio, and he is an assistant professor at Louisiana Tech and head of the photo department up there, and he's got some great work.
Yeah, now with the galleries that are involved, it's going to be happening next Thursday, 5 to 9. And also, it's a unique service in that the trolley provides transportation with the galleries involved.
That's right, that's right. So it's beautiful weather. It's an easy walk, but if you'd like to take a ride across the river, the trolley's there. And, of course, that's a fun experience of itself.
Well, Frank, you have a collection coming up, feature collection. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
They're large color, life-size, full frontal nude photographs of 20-something-year-old idealized bodies, men and women. Whatever your idea of beauty is, come on out. I've got it. You might want to leave your kids at home. Jolie will be checking IDs at the door. We'll have the windows blacked out. My work is small black and white photographs that deal with the idea of a house becoming home. I'm originally from Georgia. I moved out here 3 or 4 years ago to teach at Tech. And it kind of deals with how you become connected to a place over time.
What draws your interest in the photos that you take?
Usually it's seeing something that has a metaphoric quality, some sort of symbolism. Goes beyond the obvious. You look at it, you say, oh, this is a carrot, but maybe it looks like a scar and makes you think of maybe something from your own experience.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned an interesting point earlier, actually, before we went to air. You talked about exceeding your expectations in your work, about how you can set the level with some collection or a photograph that you take, and then you have to elevate that, I guess.
Right. We were talking about how when you make a good photograph, that raises the bar to make your next photograph that good or better. So over time, it does become a challenge to keep consistently making work that not only is as good as you've done it before, but, you know, challenging again and again.
So you'll be available to talk to folks that come by next Thursday and have a chance to...
Yes, I'll be there for the whole evening, but we'll give a talk at 6 p.m. Specifically about my work. So if people want to come and ask me questions or hear what I have to say about it, we'll do a short talk.
Right. Jolie, what is the enjoyment? What are some of the things you hear about the gallery calls? Because I'm sure there's something new, there's something different that's featured with each one that occurs that people like to come by and they pick up on something they see and want to find out more about it, or you know what does this really mean to you, and kind of like get somebody else's perspective on something.
Well, you know, the great thing about the crawl is that there is a lot of different work from many talented folks, everything from jewelry, painting, photography, sculpture. So it's a good way to connect with people that enjoy creative stuff, to talk to actual artists, to increase the traffic flow downtown, help downtown. All in all, it's just a great experience for everyone who comes. And that's the thing, is that it's a budding art community that we have that everyone can be a part of and get down there and appreciate good work.
Yeah, and make new friends. And speaking of friends, of course, the gallery involved with Friends of KEDM. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's the thing, is this is a community where, we're reaching out to people. KEDM has been wonderfully, great support from y'all.
Well, you mentioned CASA is having a special event. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? As you mentioned, Child Abuse Prevention Month coming up in April.
Yeah, they've actually asked for submissions for artists, to photographers in particular, to submit work that reflects this problem with child abuse and neglect. We've had 42 children die last year from abuse and neglect. So the submissions are going to be hanging, and then viewers are going to vote on what they think is the most effective, and that photographer will be voted as CASAS Photographer of the Year.
Speaking with Jolie Livaday Grisham, and Frank Hamrick teaches at Louisiana Tech University. We'll have a featured collection, House, is it House to Home?
House to Home.
So how long did it take in getting this collection together? How long did it take for you to go through and pick and figure out what this collection would be?
Well, there are photographs that I've been working on since I moved here 4 years ago. And so I just kind of went through and picked out the different images that I felt flow together well and capture that sense of coming into an area and moving into a house that has a history before me, but progressively becoming my place.
Okay. Jolie, the art crawl, of course, it people can view, but also there will be items that will be available for purchase as well.
Yeah, pretty much, unless it's labeled as not. I mean, almost everything right. is for sale. And of course, it's a great way to bring art back to your home and to support the local artists.
All right. We are definitely looking forward to the art crawl as we get spring underway. Coming up April 1st, actually 5 to 9 p.m. is the time of the crawl. For more information, a number they can contact you, Jolie, at the studio, or...
Yes, it's area code 318-791-0307.
All right, Jolie and Frank, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.